Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
我们天父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, thank you for guiding our Holy Sabbath day thus far.
主啊，感谢你到目前为止在安息日的带领。
Thank and praise you that we can receive physical rest.
我们能够感谢你，让我们能够得到肉体上的休息。
Also receive spiritual refreshment.
也得到了属灵上的一些新的这个知识。
Lord, thank you also for giving us more opportunity today to hear from your teachings and learn from your servant David.
主啊，感谢你让我们今天能够在这里能够学习你的仆人向大卫来学习。
Truly, we see how his heart was so close to yours.
没有错，我们可以看到他的心是如何的与你靠近。
He was always thinking about you.
他总是想到了你。
Even though you told him no,
就算你当初拒绝了他
but he still did so much to try to please you and to do what he could.
但是他还是尽他的所能让他能够做他所做的来取悦你。
Lord, help us to learn from that heart.
主啊，求你让我们学习他的心
so that we can also make our best contributions here in Queen's Church and also to the whole body of Christ.
所以我们能够在皇后教会这边能够尽我们所能，然后也可以能够在能够尽所有可帮助教会。
So Lord, we also ask you to guide this fourth and final worship session.
那主啊，我们求你继续带领我们第四节的崇拜时间。
And please continue to guide us through the end of today's activities.
也能够不断的带领我们一直到今天最后的聚会。
That we can enjoy this spiritual feast, but also digest it and apply it.
所以我们能够享用这个属灵的享宴，并且消化它，并且来实现它。
That we can become more and more people after your heart as well.
让我们也能够同样成为合你心意的人。
So we exalt all the glory, honor, and praises to your holy name.
我们将一切荣耀颂赞都归于你的圣名。
Please strengthen us and grant us your peace.
请加添我们力量，赐给我们你的平安。
May all the glory be unto your holy name.
愿一切荣耀都归于你的圣名。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Thank God we can all still be here for this fourth session.
感谢神，我们大家能够留在这边进行我们第四节的这个课。
Yeah, in the previous session, we were speaking about how we should do what we can for God with what you have and within your constraints.
我们上一节讲到了如何的在我们的限制范围有限的范围之内尽我们的所能来为神做事。
But it's still also an important reminder that we should have too.
但是对我们来说应该有一个很重要的提醒。
Which is that we shouldn't just try to do everything by ourselves either.
就是我们不应该独自一个人去做所有的事情。
Right, of course, for David, because he was the king, he had more power, more influence, so he could do a lot more by himself.
当然，大卫他身为王，他有很大的影响力，所以他有很大的能力，可以让他所想要的事情完成。
Right, he was the king too. He didn't have to answer to any other human being.
他同样是王，他也不需要对任何其他人负责。
Right, so his situation is a little bit different from ours.
所以他的情况跟我们不太一样。
Right, but for us, we're in this church. There is an organization that we have in this church.
但是我们现在身处在教会里面，教会是一个组织。
And so whenever we are trying to serve God and build up His holy temple, it should be in unity and coordination with the overall church organization.
那就是我们在教会里面我们要合一的侍奉的时候是必须要在教会的组织里面才能够进行这样子的事情。
And so for David, we could see, as he was preparing for the physical materials of the Holy Temple, he also was preparing for the future organization and operations of the Holy Temple.
我们看到当大卫在为这个将来的这个圣殿准备各种材料的时候，他同时也是在准备将来这个圣殿里面是该如何的运作。
And so this is another example of David doing what he could.
所以这是同样的另外一个例子，大卫尽他的所能来做事。
Right, God told me I can't build the hardware, but I can build the software.
所以这个神告诉我不能够建造这个实体的圣殿，但是我可以做这个圣殿的软件。
Yeah. So this particular session, we will emphasize on the importance of organization. Right?
那我们今天就接下来时间就要来讨论组织的重要性。
Okay, so let's see how David was starting to organize things for the future temple.
我们来看一下大卫是如何为未来的圣殿来做这个组织。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 23.
我们来看历代志上的23章。
1 Chronicles chapter 23.
历代志上23章。
And let's read from verse 2.
我们从第二节开始读。
First Chronicles chapter 23 from verse 2.
历代志上23章第二节。
And he gathered together all the leaders of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Verse 3.
第三节。
Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and above, and the number of individual males was 38,000. Verse 4.
第四节。
Of these, 24,000 were to look after the work of the house of the Lord.6,000 were officers and judges, 4,000 were gatekeepers, and 4,000 praised the Lord with musical instruments, which I made, said David, for giving praise. Please read.
历代志上23章第二节，大卫召聚以色列的众首领和祭司立位人，第三节，立位人从30岁以外的都被数点。他们男丁的数目共有38,000，第四节，其中有24,000人管理神殿的事，有6,000人做官长和事师，第五节，有4,000人做守门的，又有4,000人用大卫所做的乐器颂赞主。
So here, you can see David starting to organize, especially the Levites for the future temple service.
我们在这边可以看到大卫，尤其是针对了利未人，针对将来这个圣殿里面的工作来将他们来 分类组织。
Right, we know from the Old Testament, when the Israelites, they were in the wilderness, the Levites, they had the role of carrying the tabernacle.
那我们知道当以色列百姓他们在旷野的时候，当他们在那边这个漂流的时候，利未人他的工作就是搬运所有一切会幕相关的这个事情。
But now they had been in the promised land for many years.
但是现在他们已经到了应许之地许多年了。
And now also the tabernacle is not going to, there's not going to be a tabernacle, there's going to be a temple, right? There's not going to be anything to move around anymore.
那将来不会再是会幕会不断的搬移，现在已经会是一个固定在一个地点的一个圣殿。
So David was looking at this resource that the kingdom of Israel had.
所以大卫就看着这个以色列王国所拥有的资源。
And he was thinking about, well, how do we reorganize and how do we redefine the role of the Levite for Israel today?
他想说我们今天如何将以色列的这些立位人重新改变他们的扮演的角色。
So he gathered them all together.
所以他召聚了众人。
And found that there were 38,000 that were 30 years and above.
他发现在30岁以上的有38,000人。
And then he started to organize them.
那接下来他就开始组织他们了。
He specifically divided them into four different roles, four different groups.
他们分成四群，有各种四种角色。
24,000 of them are going to look after the work of the house of the Lord.
24,000人管理神殿的事。
So in other words, they are going to be present for the construction and also the future, future tasks that are around the temple.
所以表示他们将来就是要建造这个圣殿的人，并且还有要维持圣殿的一切运作的工作。
And then the second group, there were 6,000 were officers and judges.
那第二群人就是6,000人，他们要做官长和事师。
Right, this is not fully defined, but what we can see is these Levites then will have to interact with people and make certain decisions and judgments.
这边并没有解释得很清楚，但是将来这些人是要跟其他的会众来互动，然后来做审判。
Okay, and then 4,000are going to be gatekeepers.
有4,000人做守门的。
Right, because the temple is going to have a court and, you know, the temple has to be secure.
因为这个圣殿将来它是会有一个广场，而且圣殿必须要有这个维持它的安全。
There's also going to be other rooms in the temple too.
那同样也会有不同的房间在圣殿里。
So they probably were also kind of helping to take care of these, these things.
所以这些四千人就会帮忙做这些看守。
Then finally, there were 4,000 that were assigned as basically like a choir and orchestra.
那最后四千人基本上他们的角色就好像是一个乐团或者是这个诗班。
So 38,000 now reorganized in this fashion.
那所以38,000人就按照这样子的次序组织了。
Okay, let's also read same chapter, and yeah, let's read from verse 27.
我们看同一章从27节开始读。
First Chronicles 23 verse 27.
历代志上23章第27节。
Right. Levites, for by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above. Right. So this could be like a modification later on that David made.
27节照着大卫临终所吩咐的立位人从20岁以外的都被数点，所以这可能是他们后来所做的一个改变。
Yeah, so initially it was 30, but now it's 20, right?
一开始原本是30以上，现在是20岁以上。
But then let's read 28.
我们读28节。
Because their duty was to help the sons of Aaron in the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers, in the purifying of all the holy things and the work of the service of the house of God. Right, please read.
28节，他们的职任是服侍亚伦的子孙，在主的殿和院子中并屋中办事，洁净一切圣物，就是办神殿的事物。
Yeah, so here, if you keep reading, you can see some other tasks that the Levites were to be in charge of.
你如果继续读下去，可以看到当时的利未人他们还有其他什么的职分。
Okay, so chapter 23 focuses mostly on the Levites.
23章主要注重是利未人。
But can you keep reading to First Chronicles chapter 24?
但是你如果继续从历代志上24章读下去。
Now David turns his attention to the priests.
大卫将他的重心转移到祭司上。
And he's now also organizing the priests for their future service in the temple.
他也重新将祭司改变他们的职位，因为他们盖好了圣殿了。
And when you read the chapter 24, you can see he eventually separated the priests into 24divisions.
那我们可以看到他将这些祭司重新改成了24班。
And basically these priests then will take turns to go to the temple to do their priestly duties.
那这些祭司呢会轮流的进入圣殿去进他按照他的职分去做。
Okay, so this type of organization was David's wisdom andEventually, that system lasted for a long time.
那这种的组织，这个系统是大卫的智慧，而且它延续了非常久的时间。
In fact, even until Jesus's time, right? The system seemed to be still in operation.
实际上，一直延续到了主耶稣的时代，好像一直延续着这样子的这种方式跟系统来进行。
Right, because, Remember John the Baptist, his father, he was a priest.
因为我们记得这个施洗约翰他的父亲就是位祭司。
And it especially mentions that he was of the division of Abijah.
那这边有讲到他那时候说他是属于亚比亚班的祭司。
And if you read 1 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 10,
我们如果读历代志上24章第十节，
you see the 8th division is the division of Abijah.
第十节，我们这边就可以看到这个第十节是亚比亚班。
Yeah, so that system kept on going on for many centuries.
那这样子它这样子的系统一直进行了许多年。
Okay, if we keep on going into the chapter 25,
我们如果继续看到25章。
Now there's more details of what the musicians that David set apart, what their duties were.
那第二十五章主要是注重在大卫他所设立的这些诗班乐团他们的职分是什么。
And let's just read chapter 25 verse 1.
我们就读25章第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Moreover, David and the captains of the army separated for the service some of the sons of Asaph, of Heman, and Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, stringed instruments, and cymbals.And the number of the skilled men performing their service was. Okay. So, yeah, please read the first part of verse 1.
第一节前半部，大卫和众首领分派亚撒、西曼和耶都顿的子孙弹琴、鼓瑟、敲拔、歌唱。
Yeah, so what we can see here is David, he found some talented individuals, right?
我们可以看到大卫找到许多有恩赐的一些人。
These names, Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, hopefully you might recognize some of them.
那也许这个名字亚撒、西曼或者是耶杜顿，也许你对他们的名字有印象。
Especially Asaph.
尤其是亚撒。
Right, because he actually wrote about 11 or 12 psalms that are in the book of Psalms.
因为亚撒他其实写了大概11到12篇的诗篇。
Right, so he had this talent already of composing music, and writing verse and songs.
那他也是非常有恩赐的，他能够写曲也写词。
And then as you keep reading, you also find out this group was also divided into 24 divisions.
那我们如果继续读下去，我们发现这一群人也被分成了24班。
Okay, if we go into chapter 26,
我们如果到26章
now specifying what the gatekeepers and guards are supposed to do.
这边讲到了这些守门的看守者他们做什么。
Right, and then later on in this chapter, what the officers and judges were supposed to do.
那后来讲到了这些官长跟这个士师他们做些什么事情。
Going into chapter 27,
进入27章,
you see David also organizing his army.
我们可以看到大卫重新更改他军队的组织。
He also organized some of the tribal leaders.
更改这些族长。
And then you could also see a huge list of all of his official administration and officers.
我们可以看到他一长串的名单都是他们这些军队的这些的班次的这些人。
All of this is related to organization.
所有这些都是跟组织有关系。
Okay, so David clearly focused on having an organized kingdom.
所以大卫他所要努力的就是要一个有秩序有组织的一个王国。
Right, and then also he was hoping the temple itself also could be very organized.
他也希望圣殿也能够成为一个有组织的地方。
So why is it that organization is so important?
所以为什么组织这么的重要?
Right, the main mission of good organization is to coordinate the different resources that the organization has.
一个好的一个组织最重要的事情就是他们能够协调既有的资源。
So that each resource is able to manifest, right, its purpose.
所以每一个资源都能够彰显它的意义。
And this organization also will also help to keep this organization and body unified.
所以这个组织也能够让这些所有的事情合一的进行。
So today is the same principle that we need to have in the church.
所以我们今天在教会里也可以有同样的这样子的一种原则。
We could just kind of imagine if David didn't have this type of organization for the Levites and priests.
我们如果想想看，大卫如果没有设好这些利未人跟祭司这样子的次序的话。
Right, we know the Levites live in all different towns around Israel.
我们知道利未人住在这个以色列城各处。
And imagine like the Levite just felt like, oh, today I feel like going to the temple.
你就想想看，如果这些利未人他想说，哎，我今天突然想要去圣殿。
Yeah, I want to serve today. Yeah.
我今天要来侍奉。
Right, and then he goes.
就他就去了。
But then that day, every single other Levite had the same thought too.
但是那一天，其他所有的这个人也都有这样想法。
Every Levite, oh, today, yeah, it's a good day. Weather is good. Yeah, I want to go.
每个利未人他看到，哎，今天天气不错，那我今天就去吧。
So they're all 38,000 right there in the temple, right?
所以38,000人通通跑到圣殿来了。
How's there even going to be room for people to move?
那根本会挤得水泄不通，完全没有空间嘛。
Right, and then are there even enough tasks for all 38,000 to do?
那边有这么多的工作让这38,000人一起来做吗?
So that's why David divided them into these divisions.
所以这就是为什么大卫把他们分成好多组。
Even though the Bible doesn't specify, but I think what happened is, you know, there's 24 divisions, and, you know, based on their calendar, like 48 weeks in a month, right?
就是按照他们的这个，我猜想他们是按照他们的这个律法，他们的这个历法， 那就是24组人可以在因为他们一年当中总共有48个星期。
Right. So then basically, each division will take 2 weeks in the year.
所以每一组的人呢，一年当中会去那边两个星期。
Right. So this is your given week, right? And then you go and serve the Lord.
那这就是你来侍奉神的这个星期。
Right. So this is coordination, all the resources. Right?
所以这就是协调所有的组织、
yeah.
的资源。
And they didn't just go when they felt like it.
而不是大家想去就去。
Right, so that's why organization is, yeah, important because, yeah, there needs to be a kind of a set type of rules, right, and kind of an expectation of what people are doing.
这边是就是为什么这个协调资源这个组织这么的重要，因为大家都可以设立一个目标，然后这个目标是可以被期待达成的。
So the church, of course, is established by the Holy Spirit.
教会当然是由圣灵所设立的。
But you can't just say, "Oh, we all have the Holy Spirit. We just listen to the Holy Spirit to do what we want to do."
但是你不能说我们大家每个人都有圣灵，我们就听圣灵指导，吩咐我们该做什么事情。
Because then everyone is like how like sometimes yeah that could cause a lot of chaos.
因为这样子可能会造成许多的纷乱。
And then some people maybe, what if they're not really listening to the Holy Spirit? Maybe they're just listening to their own emotions.
也许有的人没有在倾听圣灵的声音，而是听自己情绪的声音。
And that's why there needs to be a balance between the guidance of the Holy Spirit, but also this human planning and organization.
所以这就是为什么要取得一个平衡，这个平衡就是圣灵的带领还有人们做计划要达到一个平衡。
In the history of Christianity, in the 17th century, you could read about the Quakers, right?
在17世纪这个基督教的历史上我们可以听到关于这个贵格会。
They were, they of course their denomination still exists till today too.
那他们到如今这个贵格会的还存在。
Now back in that particular century, you could see recordings that they would gather into one place.
那时候我们如果看到他的这个记录的话，那这些贵格会的成员会聚集在同一个地方。
And then basically, you could see records where if nobody felt movement, right, then you just go home.
如果当时到了这个地方的人没有任何人有任何感动的话，那大家就回家了。
Right, so everyone spent all that effort to go and gather together, but because the Holy Spirit wasn't moving, then everyone just went home. No one even said anything that whole day.
那大家非常的努力，这个车舟劳顿的到了这个地方聚集，可是没有听到圣灵的感动，结果大家就回家了。
Yeah, so this is that a very extreme example.
这是一个非常极端的例子。
Yeah, where actually it might sound very spiritual.
听起来非常的属灵。
Like, oh, let's just follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
就说我们就是来聆听圣灵的带领。
Right, but actually, it will invite chaos and disorder.
但是这会造成许多的纷乱还有困扰。
Yeah, so actually, it is not the correct concept.
实际上这不是正确的概念。
And that's why throughout the whole Bible, yes, God's Spirit was working with His people, but you also see organizations in every single period, in the Bible.
这就是为什么实际上在圣经当中是的有圣灵的带领，但是在每一个各个不同的时期也都出现了各种不同的组织。
Right, like in the time of Moses, right? Moses, he guided the people out of Egypt into the wilderness.
比如说当摩西的这个时代，他带领的百姓出埃及。
Right, and then he ran into his father-in-law.
在旷野，然后他就遇到了他的岳父。
Right, and his father saw how there was such a long line and of people wanting to see Moses during the day.
当他的岳父看到了这个要见摩西求审判的队伍排了多长的队。
Yeah, and then he told Moses, what you're doing is not good.
他就告诉摩西说你这样子做是不好的。
Right, and so, yeah, why do you alone sit there and all the people stand before you from morning all the way to evening?
那你为什么坐在这边，那其他人站在你的面前从早到晚都是这样。
On one hand, it's not good for you because, Yeah, you're going to be so burdened, and then the people are waiting in a whole line for the whole day too.
那这对你来说也不好，因为你的这个负担非常的大。那对其他等待的人也是等从早等到晚也不好。
And so therefore, Jethro, even though he's not a Jew, but he gave Moses this counsel.
虽然这个叶特罗他不是犹太人，但是他也给了摩西这样子的建议。
And just told Moses that.You need to select some people.
他就告诉摩西说，你必须选出一些人来。
Select able men, people who fear God, men of truth.
那一些敬畏神的人，一些懂真理的人。
People who hate covetousness.
那不嫉妒其他的人。
And place them over the people to be certain rulers.
将他们放在人群当中，让他们成为一些管理者。
Yeah, so some to be rulers over thousands, some over hundreds, fifties, and tens.
那有些管理一千人，有些管理五百人、
一百人。So here we can see there's a very basic structure of an organization.
我们在这边可以看到，这是一个组织最基本的一个形态。
Right, and so Moses listened to the advice of his father-in-law.
摩西听从他岳父的建议。
And then,the work was more evenly divided.
那这些工作就被很平均的分派下去。
Yeah, and this was able to help not only Moses, but also all the people too.
就不但能够帮助摩西，也帮助了所有的人。
Right, so again, the purpose of good organization is to coordinate resources.
所以再一次的一个好的组织的目的就是为了要能够分配这个资源。
Yeah, Moses also...He can't just spend the whole day judging these cases, whether big or small.
而且摩西也没有办法整天就在那边审判这些大大小小的案子。
So in the end, he just focused on the bigger, more crucial cases.
所以他最后可以能够专注在一些更重要的一些事情上。
And then he'll be free to do other more important things too.
他也能够有自由的时间来做其他更重要的事情。
Yeah, in the...Book of Acts, chapter 6, we also see this organization in the early church.
我们在《使徒行传》第六章也可以看到早期教会的一个架构。
Where there was starting to be some complaints that arose.
那时候有许多人有一些埋怨。
And it was because of the distribution that was supposed to be given to the widows.
那是因为要分派给这些寡妇的一些事情。
And some of them felt that they were neglected.
很多人觉得他们缺乏了，匮乏了。
So what did Peter suggest?
彼得如何的建议呢？
He along with the other 12, the other 11, said, choose 7 workers among you.
那他们还有其他的11位建议从他们当中选出7位。
Right, people who have good reputation.
要这些人要有好名声。
Who are filled with the Holy Spirit and full of wisdom.
要充满圣灵充满还有智慧充足。
That they can be in charge of this task.
所以他们就可以负责这些事务。
Right, and so here we can see a type of division of work, a type of organization.
我们在这边可以看到这个基本的一个组织的架构。
Because Peter said that for him and the other apostles, we will give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word.
因为这边彼得说，我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
Right, so for The apostles, they knew that their main role and duty is to preach the gospel and pray for people.
因为这些这个使徒，他们知道他们最重要的任务就是要能够传福音。
That Jesus specifically selected them to bear witness for Jesus Christ.
主耶稣特别挑选他们来为主耶稣做见证。
And everybody has limitations in time, in space, in energy.
每个人都有固定的时间、空间，还有他们的精力。
So the apostles can't be too entangled with these work that's not their main focus.
所以这些使徒们不应该为了他们不是他们最重要的这个事物而被缠身。
They made this proposal, and this basic organization started to form in the early church.
所以他们就提出了这样子的建议，这样子教会最基本的架构就在那时候开始产生了。
Later, there not only was an organization in the local church, but a type of organization between the churches too.
那最后不但各地方教会有成为了组织架构，连各个的教会一起也有了组织。
So when like the church in Samaria first began. The the apostles in Jerusalem heard about it.
所以当这个撒玛利亚的地方开始形成教会的时候，耶路撒冷的人听到了。
Right, and then they sent workers there to go and pray for them.
他们就差派了工人到那边来为他们祷告。
Right, so there was this like communication and then a mutual fellowship, a sending of workers to keep this body as one.
所以有沟通，有团契，然后他们能够彼此差派人，然后并且合一的来进行。
Right, same thing. Later on, the church in Antioch was established.
同样的，后来在安提亚的教会也成型了。
And then they sent Barnabas there to go minister to them.
他们就差派了巴拿巴来进行那边的工作。
Right, so there was this coordination, this organization.
所以在这边有这个协调的这个组织的工作。
In some of the letters of Paul, you can see that there were also later some people who were ordained and had certain roles, like they were prophets, teachers, evangelists, pastors, right? Teachers.
从保罗的这个书信当中，我们也可以看到他后来也有许多的人被分工，有各种教师等等的职分。
Right. Later, Paul was also saying you need to ordain elders and deacons in these churches.
后来保罗也说，在这些教会里面要按立这些执事跟监督。
We also see in Paul's letters how sometimes he would mention like recommendation letters, right?
我们可以看到在保罗的书信当中，后来好像有部分是成为这种推荐信。
Right, to introduce to this new church, this church, a new worker that please accept him, receive him.
向当地的这些教会来推荐这个新的工人，要让他们能够接受他。
Right, so there's this organization in the apostolic church.
所以当时在使徒教会的时候是有这样子的组织。
So same thing is going to happen today in the True Jesus Church today.
今天在真耶稣教会里面也是一样。
Right, we have a local church organization, a regional type of organization.
我们有地方教会，我们有区的组织。
We have a national organization.
我们有全国的组织。
And then a global international organization.
那在全球的话，就是又还有联总的组织。
Right. Even though we are one body, but there could be different groups and different substructures, right, so that the work can be optimized.
虽然我们是一体的，可是我们会有各种结构的这个组织能够让事情最佳化的进行。
Right. And then the results of a good church organization is that truly, God's mission, ultimate mission will be fulfilled by the church.
那这个组织的这个最终的这个结果就是让神的这个福音能够好好的传扬。
Right. And all of us are participating as one body for the prosperity of the gospel.
那我们所有的人都能够为了福音的兴旺能够成为来一体的来进行。
Right. So that's why if we go to Acts chapter 6,
所以你如果你看使徒行传第六章
Acts chapter 6,
使徒行传第六章
Right. After they established this firsta simple organization.
在他们建立了一开始很初期的架构之后
right, then the ministry prospered.
那他们的这个宣道就非常的好，进行得很好。
Let's go to verse 7.
我们来看第七节。
Acts chapter 6, verse 7.
使徒行传六章第七节。
Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient.To the faith, please read.
第七节，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
Right, so when organization is really manifesting its purpose,
所以我们当看到组织进行的彰显了它该有的功能
yeah, ，then God's work is going to grow more.
那神的工就会兴旺。
Another result of good organization is that.Each individual's talents and calling, right, will be maximized.
那另外一个这个组织很重要的就是，如果这样子的工作进行得很好，所有的这个恩赐呢，就是能够被最佳的利用。
Right, like we're talking about the apostles, they had a special calling.
我们讲到了这些使徒，他们有他们的呼召。
Right, they were sent to the world to bear witness of Jesus, especially his resurrection.
那他们被差派到世界各地去见证耶稣是基督，尤其是他会复活。
So with a good organization, they can go to different places. They don't need to get too encumbered with the local matters.
所以当有组织的时候，他们就可以被差派到各地，不会被地方的组织给牵扯。
Yeah, and then they could further the gospel in various places.
所以他们能够继续将福音的触角延伸到各处去。
Right? Their calling, their potential is maximized.
他们的呼召，他们的潜能是最大化的。
Right. We also see in a good organization, burdens will be shared.
我们看到一个好的组织的话，所有的这个负担都会被减轻。
It's not just a one person doing all the work.
不再只是一个人做所有的事情。
Right. Before organization, it was mostly Moses doing most of the work.
那在有组织之前，主要就是摩西他自己一个人做所有的事情。
Of course, he was supposed to because God also called him.
当然这是他应该做的，但是因为是神呼召他的。
But then, with the advice of his father-in-law, then he could divide the work more evenly.
但是在他的岳父建议之后，他可以把这个工作平均的分配出去。
A burden that he didn't really need to carry now could be carried by others.
那他本来就不需要负担的这个重担，今天可以被其他的人来负责。
He already has his own burdens to carry, right? But he didn't need extra more.
他已经有自己的重担了，他不需要再负担更多的重担。
So with a good organization, that type of burden sharing can also manifest itself.
所以一个好的组织的话，能够做到将所有的负担平均的分配给其他人。
With a good organization, the church will also be very peaceful and orderly.
那如果有一个好的组织的话，一个教会是有秩序的，而且会非常的平静。
For example, we know in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul was talking to the Corinthian church about preaching in tongues.
那比如说在哥林多前书，保罗在告诉哥林多教会关于用这个灵言宣道。
Yeah.来讲道，
来讲道。
Yeah, and so basically at that time, there was this chaos in the church.
那时候在教会当中有这样子的纷争。
This person wanted to use this tongue to speak to the congregation.
那有这个人他想要用灵言来跟会众来讲。
Another one would just also speak at the same time.
那其他人也要同时也要这样子讲道。
And then nobody was interpreting to the congregation either.
但那时候没有人翻译这些事情给会众。
Right, so...Paul then gave them some instructions.
所以保罗就给他们一些指示。
That the church needs to be organized.
教会是必须要有秩序的。
He first emphasized, it's better for you to prophesy, right, than to preach in a tongue.
是需要有组织的，就是你要能够预言，比你用灵言来向会众来宣道要来得更好。
Because when you prophesy in a language that people can understand,then people can be edified.
因为当你预言的时候，人家可以听得懂，所以这样子就更有造就。
But if you do speak in a tongue to preach to people, you definitely need to have an interpreter.
但是你如果要说对会众用说方言来讲道的话，你一定要有翻译。
Otherwise, no one's going to be edified.
不然没有人任何人有造就。
Right? And then he also said everyone should take turns.
他还说大家要轮流进行。
Right? And he said two or maybe at most three, right? In turn.
就是两个，最多三个人同时可以轮流。
And let somebody interpret, right?
那必须要有人翻译。
And then everything should be done orderly.
这就是要有这样子的秩序。
Yeah, so if an organization is really, really manifesting its purpose, then...Yeah, there'll be more order, right? Less confusion in the church.
如果一个教会的这个组织都能够这样子的有秩序的进行的话，教会就是会有秩序的。
Another effect of good organization is that the strong is going to help the weak.
一个好的组织的话，还有另外一个效用就是强的这个能够帮助弱的。
Right? Because definitely in different areas of life,We might be stronger in a certain area and weaker in a certain area.
因为在我们的这个生命当中，我们可能在这一方面比较强，在那一方面比较弱。
But then, thankfully, God has brought us into one body, and there's others who will be stronger than us.
那但是感谢神，我们被带到了这个教会的这个一个独一的这个群体当中，那会有其他人在这方面更强。
And with a good organization coordination, then the stronger can share their ability and talents, and then the weaker then can be edified.
一个好的一个组织的话，那他们这些在这方面有恩赐的就能够分享，那这样其他人就能够得到造就。
So a very clear example of this in the apostolic church is where You know, for a period of time, the churches in Judea, they were very poor financially.
那一个好的一个例子就是在这个使徒教会的时期在这个犹大地的这些人他们非常的贫穷。
And so Paul was also going to some other churches to ask for financial donations.
那所以保罗到其他的地方希望能够得到一些经济上的帮助。
Right, so he was, you know, so you can see like there was this organization between the churches, and in the end he was able to bring that aid to the churches in Jerusalem and around Judea.
那我们可以看到保罗能够去不同的教会，那能够做一些协调，那最后回到耶路撒冷，把这个经济带给这个犹太的教会。
So the stronger help the weak.
那就是让强的来帮助弱的。
There is a loving fellowship that we can see through this organization.
那借着这个组织，我们可以看到了一个这个充满着爱的表现。
So thank God, here in the New York area, we also have reaped the benefits of pretty good organization, right?
那感谢神，在纽约的教会，我们也是收割了一个好的组织的一个好处。
Right? For example, you know, in New York area, sometimes we still lack sermon speakers.
那比如说在纽约区，我们缺乏讲道的。
From this sense, we are weaker.
那这个方面我们是比较弱的。
But thank God, there's an organization in the region.
但是在这个区，我们是有组织的。
There's a pool of sermon speakers.
那这一区呢，都是有一群。
There's also some ordained ministers, deacons, that also know about our situation.
一群这个专门可以领会的人，而且这些被这个执事长老他们也知道我们的需要。
Right. So because there's a coordination organization, then we can see a lot of times some people from other churches helping to lead services here.
那就是因为通过了区的协调，所以我们可以常常可以看到从其他地方来帮忙来领会的人。
Right, a lot of times also in the course of trying to purchase a property, renovate a certain property, you know, the local church's resources can be very limited.
或者是当一个教会希望能够购买一些这个会堂或者是这个地的时候，那可能一个单一的教会力量很薄弱。
Right, but then through the national organization, even international organization, we can let others know, hey, we right now, this local church has this need.
那借着全国的组织，甚至是全球的组织，大家都知道这个地区的教会有这样子的需要。
And that's when the stronger can help the weaker, right?
那这个时候强的就能够帮助弱的。
Yeah, so thank God, Queen's Church in this regard, right now we're stronger.
那再从这方面感谢神，皇后教会是强的。
Right? No really big expenses, yeah.
我们没有很大的一些开销。
And, I don't know the exact figure, but you know, I think a pretty big savings account, right?
我不太知道到底有多少钱，但是我们存了不少钱在银行里。
But thank God, then when we see other churches have need, then we can give contributions or interest-free loans. Yeah.
但是当我们看到其他教会有需要的时候，我们可以捐给他们，或者是我们可以借钱给他们。
Okay. So finally, let's just talk about some principles of abiding within a organization.
那最后我们来谈论一下身为一个组织的一份子的一些原则。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们来看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Let's read verse 15 and verse 16.
我们来读第十五节、十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16.
以弗所书四章十五节、十六节。
But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. Verse 16.
16节
From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Please read it.
以弗所书四章十五节，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。第十六节，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按其各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Here we can see at least two principles of abiding in the church, this one body, right? The organization.
我们在这边可以看到，我们身为组织的一份子的两个原则。
In verse 15, it reminds us that the head of this church, of this body, is Christ.
第十五节提醒了我们，我们这个组织的这个头就是基督。
Right, so the first principle to abide in this organization is we must always honor the Lord Jesus as our head.
所以我们身为教会的这个组织的一份子，我们总是要归这个基督为我们的首。
Especially for those who are in positions of guiding people or teaching and influencing people.
尤其是在教会里面带领就是或者是影响会众的这些人。
Right, the church has, we might be in a certain role to guide a lot of people.
那我们可能在各种不同的角色是带领人的。
You might be part of the council, you might be like the group leader for this.
可能是教会的负责人或者是一个领导的人。
Always remember there is a head above you, right?
我们总是要记得，我们在上面还有这一位这个头。
Yeah, so nothing belongs to anybody, right? Everything belongs to Jesus.
我们这些东西不属于我们其中任何人，所有的都是属于基督的。
Right? Just because I'm the preacher doesn't mean this local church, oh, belongs to me, right?
就是我今天身为传道，并不代表这间教会是属于我的。
Yeah, but actually, this is the body of Christ, right? Who's our head? This is His body.
那这是基督的身体，那基督身为首，这是他属于他的。
Yeah, so if for some reason a worker forgets this principle and tries to become the head,
如果一个工人他忘记了这个原则，他希望成为这个头
，then it's really going to impact right the organization and also impact the members in the church.
那对于组织，对于信徒都会有很大的影响。
Yeah, because no longer is that servant serving the head. He's serving himself.
因为他不再是一个侍奉基督的一个仆人，因为他是侍奉他自己。
Okay. In verse 16 is also another principle.
16节讲到了另外一个原则。
It's talking about the principle of really trying to work together intimately.
这边讲到要能够非常这个亲密的一起彼此的来工作。
That because we're all one body and we're all joined and knit together.
因为我们是属于一体的，我们都是这个百节。
And if every part can do their share,
那每一个部分都能够做我们自己的功用。
And we just contribute what we can and what we should be doing to the body.
我们就是要按照我们所能够做的事情，发挥我们的功用，来向我们的这个身体来尽职。
That effort, that love is going to build up the church.
那所以这个爱就会在教会当中增长。
And the church, the body will be edified, right?
那这个身体就会渐渐的得到了好处。
Another principle to help us abide in this organization is we need to always do our best to prevent schisms or divisions.
那我们在另外一个在身为这个组织的一份子，我们最重要的另外工作是要防止分裂。
Right, the church should not have any divisions or schisms.
教会不应该有任何的结党分裂。
Yeah, so in 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
所以在哥林多前书第一章
verse 10,
第十节
Paul was telling the Corinthian church,
保罗告诉了哥林多教会
right, he says, I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, butthat you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
哥林多前书一章十节，弟兄们，我借我们主耶稣基督的名，劝你们都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意彼此相合。
Right, so of course the Corinthian church really had this issue, this problem at the time.
当然在当时的哥林多教会有很大这样子的问题。
That people were kind of encouraging schisms and divisions.
那当时哥林多教会的人好像鼓励要能够分党。
Some people were saying, I belong to Paul, I belong to Apollos.
有的人说我属于保罗，有的人说我属亚波罗。
Right, and then some people were saying, I belong to Christ, but in a very, maybe like a very, the way they said it was a wrong attitude, and also is kind of causing more division.
那有的人说我属于基督，可是他这样子说的时候是用错误的态度，所以产生了更多的纷争。
Right. So this one body, and God wants His body to be united.
那因为我们都属于一体的，基督希望我们是合一的。
So let's never have a thought to just continue wanna stir up division and conflict in the church.
所以我们不要能够想要能够有任何的念头，想要能够让教会里面产生分裂，产生纷争结党。
Let's just imagine if the church is so, super weak, right?
我们如果想象教会是非常软弱。
And you are you consider yourself to be the spiritual one.
那你觉得你自己是属灵的一位。
Even in that type of situation.
就算在这样子的情况下
you should always be connected to the body of Christ.
我们还是要与基督的身体来相连接。
Don't think like, oh, I should separate from this people.
绝对不要想说我要从这群人当中切开。
Because they're so weak, they're so evil, they're so worldly.
因为他们太属世，他们太坏了。
Right? That's actually a wrong concept. You think you're really spiritual, but actually it's not spiritual, that type of thought, right?
他们太软弱了。可是所以这是错误的想法，你觉得你自己很属灵，可是你这样的想法是完全错误的。
Because the truly spiritual way is you actually continue to endure with the so-called people that you think are weak.
因为这样子的真正的属灵的方式就是你必须要忍受这一群你认为软弱的人。
This is one body. How can I depart from the body of Christ, right? Even if it's weak.
因为我们是一体的，我们如何虽然就算是很软弱，我们如何从这个一体中脱离呢？
Right, so this is the example that Joshua and Caleb left for us too.
那这同样也是这个约书亚跟加勒给我们做的榜样。
Right, they were two of 12 spies, only two that were very faithful to God. Right, truly they were more spiritual than the others.
他们在十二个探子当中是唯两个比较属灵的这个探子。
They really knew God's word and trusted in God's promises.
他们懂得神的道理，他们相信神的应许。
Right, and When the ten convinced the people not to go in to conquer Canaan,
但是当这十个探子说服了所有的人不要进入迦南地的时候
，Did Joshua and Caleb say, "Hey, let's separate"? Right?
那约书亚跟加勒有跟其他人说，那我们不跟你们一起走。
We're more spiritual. We know God's promises.
我们更属灵，我们更知道神的应许。
We're going to go in.
我们要去了。
No, actually, they didn't do that at all, right?
他们没有这样做。
They, of course, they try their best to convince them.
当然，他们尽他们所能的来说服他们。
But in the end, when they realized God was just going to punish this generation,
但是当他们后来明白了神就是要处罚这个世代。
Joshua and Caleb walked with them extra 38 years, right? They were willing to suffer with the weaker members.
约书亚跟加勒跟这一群人。他们明白他们的软弱，他与他们一起漂流在旷野里38年。
Because he knew this is one kingdom of God.
因为他知道这是神的一个国。
Right, so let's also learn that attitude, right? We shouldn't purposely try to separate or cause divisions in the church. Right?
所以让我们要学习这样子的一种态度，我们不要在教会里面想要做任何纷争结党。
If you're more spiritual, you actually will be willing to bear with the weak.
如果你更有属灵、更属灵的话，你愿意忍受这些比较弱的人。
And I think let's just go to one last verse, right?
我们再来看最后一节。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们来看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。